The unemployment rate has dropped sharply and is expected to fall further, which we're told is good news. But there's evidence more workers are now worse off than before the pandemic. This week, the Bureau of Statistics revealed a December jobless rate of 4.2%, the lowest rate in more than 13 years. Government forecasts suggest this tight labour market will mean higher pay for workers right across the country. But many experts are concerned the opposite is more likely. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
The National Employment Services Association receives daily feedback from hundreds of recruitment organisations around the country about the types of contracts, conditions and hours workers sign up for every day. Principal Policy Advisor Annette Gill says the pandemic has ushered in a tidal wave of workers dealing with insecure conditions.
With COVID, what we've seen is a lot more people are working casual or part-time hours, and the problem with underemployment is just growing. There's a lot of businesses, of course, that are working restricted hours and part-time hours, and they get shared with the employees. So what we're seeing is a lot more people on partial hours of work.
While more people are in a job or getting more hours, it's tough for many workers to see the benefits of this week's unemployment rate, which is the lowest in roughly 13 years. It's especially hard when you think that the lower rate of unemployment is also meant to lead to higher wages. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is celebrating the best-looking official employment report in a long time.
And let's not forget that the Labor Party and the Shadow Treasurer specifically said the single biggest test for the Morrison government's management of this pandemic will be what happens to the unemployment rate. And today the unemployment rate is 4.2% compared to the 5.7% when Labor last left office.
And the Treasurer reckons both the unemployment and the underemployment rate will drop even further. But there seems to be no silver lining, with official figures also showing wages barely budging. Economist Alison Pennington specialises in all things industrial relations. She agrees many more jobs are being created, but a record number of these are either casual or part-time. And she says now many full-time workers are now worse off too.
Many workers have exhausted their sick leave entitlements. So even if you are a permanent worker and you fall back onto that payment, a healthcare worker will be on average $417 off worse for the week, a transport worker $802 off. And that's not to say there are hundreds of thousands of casuals who are excluded from any support in this time who have no sick leave entitlements. In terms of like the broader picture of what's the state of workers during the pandemic, there are clear indications that the job quality in our labour market has declined significantly. We've seen casual work dominate jobs growth after both recoveries after lockdowns. Over half of all jobs growth has been in casual work. Now casual work represents 30%, almost 30% of all jobs.
Some Qantas workers are now facing the prospect of a wages cut. The airline and the unions are in the Fair Work Commission arguing over new pay and conditions. The Australian Council of Trade Unions President, Michelle O'Neill, represents many of the Qantas workers.
So Qantas have made an application to terminate the enterprise agreement that covers their international flight crew, their international flight attendants. And what this means is that the agreement that sets up the pay and conditions and rostering for those workers would be ripped up. And the effect of that is that workers would fall back to very minimum standards under the award.
Qantas International CEO Andrew David says it's a rostering issue and it's tried to work constructively with all parties.
We put our best offer on the table, which included pay rises and included an increase in cabin crew allowances, and 97% of the cabin crew rejected that offer. The union have been telling the cabin crew that there is more to come. There simply isn't.
But Michelle O'Neill says there are growing examples of workers finding themselves worse off.
We've seen in the last week some other key big companies make similar moves. So Patrick Terminals, for example, on the waterfront, have also made an application to terminate their agreement.
The ACTU President, Michelle O'Neill. David Taylor with that report.